This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Sally and Bill DeBose. Before you submit our offer on that townhouse, we'd like to add the following. Sale contingent upon feng shui inspection. With seller to pay all recommended charges. Hope to hear from you soon.
Now that's Babs, right? Could you easily grab that and email it to me? Because it sounds just like Debbie's mom, Gail Weeks. She's from the South, so I would like to send that to her. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, economist Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast Project. He was on June 2020. And we talked about the pandemic, the impact. And so now we're going to follow up. And I have a trivia question for him. Well, what do the numbers 76 and 30 and 3 3/4 mean to you? I know he deals with the GDP. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment. And I've been separating Montecito out. This time I went back to 2015. And I separated out Montecito and Hope Ranch for the rest of us. So you can get a pattern. And I did it about 8 weeks ago, so we could see a little bit of a trend or a shift there. So there. And if we have time, a little today in history in this first segment. And hot property. Thought about having you find the Seinfeld theme song, because the Seinfeld actor closes the deal. Well, I might as well do it now. John Hurley, he played Jay Peterman, and he sold his house, Beverly Hills Post Office, $4.5 million. He spent 17 years, and he paid $3.5 million in 2004. It does seem odd that it, 50% increase, that's nothing to sneeze at. $4.5 million, it's a 98-year-old house on a third of an acre. Two-bedroom guest house, and a saltwater swimming pool. Have to have Village Pool Supply on sometime to talk about the pros and cons of a saltwater swimming pool. And again, he rose his fame as Jay Peterman in Seinfeld. Bless you, my son. And soap opera Santa Barbara. Did you know that? And Valley of the Dolls. And most recently, the 66-year-old hosted Family Feud from 2006 to 2010. Not very recent. All right, so we did that. Stats. It's the first 26 weeks of the year, ending July 2nd. So basically the 6 months, midway point. Median price, $2,038,000. Last year at this time, it was $1,365,000. However, it did jump up for the end of the year, 2020, just under $1,006,000. So, and as I've noted in the last 6-8 weeks, I'm noticing last year, the activity started to really heat up. Last year at this time, the 26th week of the year 2020, there were 168 listings in escrow. Today, 2021, there are 119 listings in escrow. But again, not that 119 is alarmingly low, because in 2019 it was 118, and 2018 it was 111. So 119 is fine. But last year started heating up. So $2,038,000, that's from Carpinteria to Goleta. Number of sales, and that's a 49% increase over last year's median price year to date. Number of sales, 712, dwarfs everything. Last year, 449. So we have a 59% increase in the number of sales year to date over last year, and a 49% increase in the median price year-to-date over last year. That's everybody. That's everybody. Montecito only. I didn't do the percentages, but $4.9 million is the median price year-to-date Montecito for the first 26 weeks of the year. Last year, it was $3,450,000. And the number of sales, 170 in Montecito year-to-date, first 26 weeks of the year. Last year, 93. And if you look back to 2015, going back in time, last year, 2020, 93, 81, 58 is in 2018. That was the debris flow. 83, 91, 97, going back to 2015. Median prices were over $3 million, $3.7 million. Last year, $3 million, this year, $4.9 million. And finally, you didn't have to say, phew. Finally, how about without Hope Ranch in Montecito? Year-to-date, first 26 weeks of the year, 504 sales. So it's Carpinteria, Summerlin, Goleta. 504 sales. Last year, 347 sales. So the number is up 45%, even without Hope Ranch in Montecito. Now, 8 weeks ago, the numbers were up 52%. Now the numbers are up 45%. Again, not to panic. Don't panic. Again, last year, the market was heating up, so it makes sense that that percentage is lower. In terms of the median price without Hope Ranch in Montecito, year to date, first half of the year, 26 weeks, $1,606,000. This is remarkable because in 2020, we ended up at a million, just under $1,006,000 for everybody, including Montecito and Hope Ranch. So year to date, median price without Hope Ranch and Montecito, it's higher. Median price, $1,606,000, slightly higher than last year's entire median price. And that is up 38%. And versus 2 months ago, the same stats, we were up 31%. So that percentage has actually increased. Median price, everything but Hope Ranch and Montecito. Okay. We're going to, here's another song we could have done. The teeny weeny itsy beanie. July 5th, 1946, French designer Louis Rayard unveils a daring two-piece swimsuit. And he dubbed it the bikini. You know why he dubbed it the bikini? The U.S. just recently did atomic tests that took place off the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean earlier that week. What a bizarre thing to, let's name my swimsuit after a bomb. So two-piece suits were around in the 30s. And then there were two designers, Louis Rayard and Jacques Haim. And they both made these bikinis. He called his the Atom. After the atom bomb, what the hell is wrong with these people? And but Rayard had trouble finding a professional model to wear the skimpy two-piece suit. So he turned to a hooker. No, she was an exotic dancer, Micheline Bernardini, which rhymes with bikini and martini. She was born in 1927. She was 19 years old. She's still alive, 93 years old. And it was a huge sensation. The bikini was a hit, comma, especially among men, really. And she received 50,000 fan letters. So it took a while. Spain and Italy actually banned the bikini until the 50s. And Rayard said a true bikini wasn't a bikini unless you could pull it through a wedding ring. Virtually no material at all. Finally, America took a long while to prudish America, 1960s. And then, of course, the song Itsy Bitsy, Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, and then the beach blanket movies with Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon. And there you go. And the popularity of the bikini has continued to grow. And the material has continued to decrease. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll come back with economist Mark Schneep.